The part that I think would be helpful to talk about right now is we're clear on what our priorities are for the coming year, and I'll try to summarize this. And from there, what we want to get are people who are interested in being part of the working team around around this particular aspect of practice. And then, you know, what our next steps are for the implementation around it. So does that feel like a good place for people to focus on next?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and sorry, but is the recording going?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks.
So it seems like, in essence, we want to carry on the program that we currently have. And I'm sorry Jan isn't here, but maybe Chris can help. But there are certain roles that are already created to be part of this program to run it the way it's being run. But I would say that we want to look at it again and staff it and then look at the additional priorities that we outlined, the facilitator retreat, the feedback component, the prerequisite definition, and also the regional component for the sitting groups, and then finally, who is going to be added to the program or who's coming off the program based on what people want to do going forward. There are five sort of execution implementation pieces in addition to the running of the program. And so I guess, you know, a good way to do this is we asked Chris to step into being the steward for training on an overall level, and he's graciously accepted. The question on the table is, what's the group of people who might be interested in being part of the working team that will help to will come back, I guess, with a proposal on how what the facilitator program is going to look like next year and how it's going to be created and run, from the philosophy to the implementation.
So just to clarify, Ashwini, those people would work together to create those items you just mentioned as well as help run the program for next year.
Correct.
Well, I'm happy to do that. Help with that. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also very
Lynette. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy to do so. This is Lynette.
Great. So Chris, do you feel like you have an idea of what would be helpful for us to talk about in terms of next steps? Like, what would we want to clarify in terms of next steps with this group of people before we go away and think about how to create and run this program next year?
Yeah. You know, what might be helpful is just to look at how it's run currently, which Jan holds most of that information, but I'll bet that the rest of us have bits and pieces of that. So that might be good just as a place to get us up and running and see how that might change.
Okay.
Or not change. And so my understanding is that there was a group of folks who were formerly known as the Southeast Senior Facilitators that were asked to do various parts of the facilitator program with Jan as the person guiding and leading. And so my responsibility mostly has been as the guidance coordinator, looking at the blog and getting the guidance requests off and then working to get a reply. And then also the other thing I've been doing is a facilitator on the practice mornings and working with Jan a little bit on special projects. So Lynette and I actually forwarded an outline for a manual for group practice, I guess is what we were calling it, to Jan maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we're kind of waiting the outcome of this meeting to see if what we did was is still going to be current, if we need to update that in some way. And then I'm not sure the other roles that other people are playing, but I think I know Lynette has a role, Marie, and Karen Meichler has a role as well. So if other people can speak to what they're doing, that would be great.
I think that, I know what my role is. I've been the blog manager, so I've just been working on making sure that the new documents get posted, everything's pretty clean on the blog, making sure that there's a good set of directions for any new facilitator, and just making, just keeping an eye on the blog. And I know that Karen has been working on the calendar, and keeping the calendar updated, and as we change practice morning topics, she's been updating that and sending that to me. So she's basically, I think, working with the calendar, and I think she's setting up who's doing what when.
So scheduling, I think, is, yeah, she schedules people for the practice mornings.
Yes, that's what I believe Karen does.
Yeah, okay.
And then this is Marie, and I'm responsible for the printed materials, and there hasn't been a lot of movement on that, but I have gone through, you know, everything I think we offer and that we offer or anything I think we should, and I summarized that for Jan and just waiting for the next steps on that.
So it looks to me, Chris, that we have a structure that, and everyone else, that we have a structure that's operating, and one of the questions would be if the people who are in those structures currently will want to continue to do them, and then what other roles and responsibilities do we create as a consequence of having some of these additional things that we want to put together. So the working team could just meet and talk about how are we going to do feedback, what is the component for the sitting groups that we're going to add. What is, how are we going to decide who comes into the, who is in the program in 2013? What is the curriculum for the facilitator retreat? And how are we going to launch the facilitator program next year? Because the structure can be maintained, and then we could have a working group that goes off and talks about these things and comes back and shares it with the larger steward group. That's one way to organize it. And the action item is to reach out to people who are playing these roles and see if they want to continue to play the roles.
Right.
And if in the process that the working group does, will it generate additional roles that we need assistance with?
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me as a direction to head. And then at this point, I mean, what we're going to be doing this next half an hour would be to begin to look at some of those things or decide, I guess, we don't know who's a part of that committee. So far it would be me and Lynette and Renee.
I think that's what's shaking out.
Okay.
Ashwini, can I ask you a question? This is Renee.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
I'm just looking at my role in other programs like the Reflective Listening Buddies and the Zen Awareness Coaching and other things, and I want to be careful not to spread myself too thin, I guess, but I want to do everything also. So I just want to say that I want to do Zen Awareness Coaching as far as helping coordinate that too, and I'm also part of the Reflective Listening Buddies program and also the steward. So, you know, I'm open to doing anything, and I would be happy to help with this. I'm just putting that out there as I'm looking at it just to see where my resources would go, I guess.
It's a good thing, Renee, because we don't want to overload.
I'll keep an eye on that. And, okay.
Yeah. And caller. You know, if anybody gets you start feeling like you're going underwater, then say something.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah.
So, Renee, what you're saying is you want to start as a part of this committee and then kind of see where it goes with all of everything else you've got going to see if it's more than you want to take on and let us know at that point.
Yeah, well, I'd love to start with it. And also looking at what Ashwini was pointing out about having the same people reaching out to see if helping to coordinate the program versus taking on the whole role of running it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think what Chris is going to step into is the running of it. And so I think that we've got a couple of roles that will start to open up, right? The guidance coordinator is one of the roles that's going to open up. We're probably going to need someone to do documentation of the sitting group guidelines as a role that needs to open up. If Karen continues in the scheduling role and Lynette continues in the blog role and takes on additional roles, I think that you might come back to say we need to do a call to the Sangha to ask for people who might step into these roles because we have those roles becoming vacant.
Well,
in the facilitator program.
Yeah, in the facilitator program, because I'm just sitting here thinking of people right now who I'm sure would be raising their hand to help out in any way they could.
Mm.
Right, so this committee's responsibilities are to look to see who would be possible people who could fill those roles versus us filling them, right? Is that correct?
Yes, I think the committee's current agenda is to really see how to answer the five questions we have, like come back with recommendations, and then work an implementation program out.
Okay, then yes, that's what I was thinking, and that's what I would like to do.
Great.
And Chris, I didn't help you with that manual. That was Ramita. I think
you
just
right.
probably.
That's Ramita. Yeah.
And so Ramita is out there, and she's this document that Jan sent us all. She's the sitting key group coordinator right at this point. Is that still so?
I think that is still so. Okay.
So I would say that again, Chris, perhaps you might want to sit with how you want to approach this, but basically there are two streams it seems like the committee has to work out, which is how's the program going to be implemented, like publishing the focus schedule, developing the focuses for each of the scheduled calls, creating the schedule for practice mornings, dividing, looking at who's going to be in the program and dividing people into those groups and making sure that they understand which pods they're in, which stewards are going to be part of which group. There's a whole implementation around the program that has to be done, and you need a staff of people who can do it. And if the current staff of people are going to help do it, then I think we're set on a resourcing level, and we just have to march forward with creating those structures and announcing the program and implementing it. That's one stream. And then the other stream is truly how are we going to do these five things that we discussed? So how would we do it? And then once we decide that, to fold that into the program stream.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That will require a little processing time for me to really get a sense of how I would want to approach that.
if maybe the best next step is for a summary of this call to come out, and then for however you want to address that, Chris, with you, Lynette, and Renee, and I'd volunteer to help in that steering committee, and perhaps Jan will as well. We articulate how we answer the questions, and then how the program changes, and how and who do we tap in to manage different streams of the program, but or however you want to do that.
Okay. And when you say a summary of the call, meaning the entire call or just this last piece, the five questions and then the implementation part of it?
Well, I was hoping that I would do a strategic planning readout, and in training, here are the points that we ended up with in terms of our priorities.
Right.
And all the action steps that we agreed to take. And then the implementation of those action steps belongs to you, Renee, and Lynette.
To the committee to make recommendations, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And just to clarify, really, that other than Chris, who's running the program, both, and again, I don't know what role you want to play, Lynette, but I think there's no requirement that the three of you staff the whole program, because we could tap into other people in the facilitator program to play the roles, so long as you can define the roles for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, so our job is really to define those roles, and then we can look to see who it is that we might want to tap to get into those roles.
Right. And then gear the program up and then launch it next year.
Okay.
You mean in 2 months when you say next year?
Very soon.
Just to be clear what you're talking about.
And then for the time being, it would run just exactly like it is running until we do this rollout in January.
Yeah, and, you know, we started the program in March, so we might want to say that the next program starts second quarter of next year instead of January, which will give us some bandwidth to create the calendars, to get the resources, to, you know, just give us some, just for it to be kind. I don't know if we just did the programs in December, in which case we should announce to the applicants that the program starts up again in March and here's what we want. So that's a good thing for the committee to look at as well, is I think the last facilitator focus call is December, and so what do we announce to the current group of people? And so a timeline for the startup of the next program might be something also that the committee considers, so we have a good transition.
Right. That makes sense. I think it does go through December. So.
Yeah, the calendar goes through December, and then so we would have to make sure we at least had January and February.
And we've got DPAP. How does DPAP overlap?
It doesn't.
The DPAP overlap.
There is, so we'll have a version of DPAP, I think, but we'll talk about that day after tomorrow, right?
What's
our Sangha program?
Okay.
The launch for the Sangha program potentially is January 8th, so we have an earlier launch. And the facilitators will just, I don't know, actually this year I don't know how deepening practice will look, because it's not deepening, it's not the year of deepening practice, it's the year of the cooperative of Sangha. So I don't know what that program will involve yet, because we have had that conversation. But the question is a good one, because the facilitative program will dovetail into that in some way, and we want to structure that as well.
Okay.
What I do think I would like to do is to send a schedule out to all of the people in this group and just get your, if you wish to facilitate an at-home retreat or an R&R at the monastery or some of the other retreats that are available for facilitation, let me know so we have that train moving as well.
Okay.
So I think the action items from, I think we're coming up on the hour, so the action items from this section of the meeting are really Chris to sit down with how he wants to approach getting the committee together and working through the set of priorities that we came up with, for me to send out the retreat schedule and invite people to volunteer for the participation. And then for us to just generally make sure we have a documented list of the priorities that we are going to focus on for the facilitator program and what we've agreed to that the program will be next year.
Okay, that's great. And then getting access to the recording for this call, Ashwini? You'll send a link? Is that how that works? Or?
I'll try to get the link and send it around.
Okay.
And then let me see if I'm understanding. Then after the committee has done, you know, the work and has the recommendations and all that, do we get to back together as a group? Is that when we come back together, this group?
I think so, Rebecca. I think we're still working through the structure. It would be great if the steward group met on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis to review where we are with different aspects of the program. Or we have a different kind of communication structure. I'm not clear about that yet, and I think the next two meetings will make that a little bit more clear.
Okay.
Like, how do we come? I mean, I do think that we want to come back. I'm just not sure how.
Okay.
Oh, when?
And then, Ashwini, you were saying that you would also be willing to not be a part of the committee, but we can bounce some ideas off of you as far as our approach.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to help structure the thinking of the committee if you want.
Okay, great.
You know, we could do a call like this and talk about really what are all the actions and what do we have to do and how do we have to do them. If the committee is meeting, I'm happy to be part of that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Are we good? Of course we are.
Oh, so good.
Oh, so good. You know, and at some point, there will be a conversation about how we want the calls to go that we all do on the Friday night calls. And hopefully it's going to be addressing, they're going to be focused on a lot of the things that we've talked about here today. Is that possible?
Say more.
Well, just the topics that come up that we, you know, privilege environment, God knows we're going into in detail. But if we weren't, and privilege environment comes up as something that's so important in a sitting group or anything we offer, could that be a subject of a call?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm. Feedback.
Feedback. Behavior is not who you are.
Well, I think so as soon as we decide, as soon as maybe Chris's action item is to go look to see which of the groups are going to be, I mean, which of the resources are going to continue working on it. Because to move the program forward, there are some immediate things we need to do, right? Who's going to be in the program?
Right.
That's the first piece. So we have to look at the list of existing people and people who have written in who want to be part of sitting groups and formally invite them to continue to be part of the program. There's some communication that has to happen on when the program stops and when it begins again. There's a schedule that has to be published of the focus calls and the practice morning. There's a list of topics that has to get published. And that, in some senses, and then what are the pods and who are the stewards for each of the pods? Those are just maintenance items that Chris might have to do, or Chris and Lynette, and whoever else is part of his staff will take on to do. The ongoing maintenance is who's going to do the blog, who's going to do the scheduling on an ongoing basis. So that seems to be like the basic thing that Chris is going to step into and own the running off and have to look at how he wants to staff it. And then the working group looks at, okay, so how do we do feedback? Do we incorporate it in the practice morning? Do we have smaller pods? So there are only three facilitators, and there's enough time for, at the end of a practice morning, to have a feedback section. How is that going to work? What do we think the facilitator retreat curriculum is going to be? You know, those questions get answered because they're not related necessarily to the structure of the program.
Okay.
Yep.
Clear. All right. Is this where we all say, have a lovely day?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And the Sangha thanks you, and I suspect the world thanks you.
Very inspiring.
Chris, if you want us to chat or talk a little offline on how we want to approach this, I'm completely available.
Okay, that's great. I think what I'll do is listen to the phone call once again, and then, as you suggested, get some kind of a sense for myself how I'd like to proceed, and then maybe at that point would be really great to chat with you and
And Ashwini, this is Renee. I won't be there in the morning, but I will be in the afternoon, and I'll be there all day Friday.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. See some of you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.